Welcome back into the Bun Sports Show on this Friday as we continue toward week six of college football season. I'm joined by David Sears, and it's always fun when Sears comes on because that means it is the end of the week and we are finally ready for some football. And there are some big games this weekend. Let's start with one that's from the Big Ten, and it involves Ohio State and Nebraska. And Nebraska coming off of the loss, the pounding they took at Wisconsin last week, and Ohio State lost by three at home to Michigan State. Sears, who do you think is going to win this game?
I think it's going to be a very ugly game. Ohio State kept it from being worse than it actually was, but this is in Lincoln. Nebraska is looking for blood. They're looking to prove they are a legitimate Big Ten team. It's going to be an absolute bloodbath by Nebraska.
Wow. Well, that's pretty strong. I think Nebraska will win the game, though. It's at home, and I think, you know, Ohio State, they're just not – they haven't sold anything to me this year. They went and got pounded by Miami and then got beaten on their own home field last week against Michigan State, which doesn't happen a whole lot. So, yeah, I'm going to take Nebraska as well. I think Nebraska in that division is I don't know if they're the team to beat anymore because Michigan is undefeated and they're in the same division. So I think it's between Nebraska and Michigan to see who can come out on top from that Big Ten division. But this will definitely be a test for them. They you know, this is their chance for them to get their first win in the Big Ten. Vanderbilt travels to Tuscaloosa. You will be attending this game. Vanderbilt is one of the worst teams in the country on offense, 117th. Overall in total offense, but their defense has made some very high numbers this year, and they I believe lead the nation in interceptions, so they could pose a problem for Alabama's offense if they get off to a bad start. Who do you like in this game? I mean, excuse me, I know you like Alabama. Let me re-ask the question. By how much?
I think Alabama will win this game probably about a 35-7 or a 35-0 type deal. I see Vanderbilt's anemic offense doing anything to this Alabama defense. Vanderbilt's defense, I think, will put a fight. I think the running game Alabama will be too much for it. And Trent will have another big day, and Eddie Lacy a big day, and we'll probably definitely see what sends the entire fourth quarter as they come down to this huge shootout November 5th.
It is coming down the tracks, and I'm going to take Vanderbilt by I'm going to take Vanderbilt. I'm going to take Vanderbilt in the points, but not to win the game. I'm going to take Alabama 28-14. I like Vanderbilt's ability to make points elsewhere besides their offense because their offense has proven to be nothing short of inept. And I think Alabama, I don't think they'll take the game lightly. And people will look at the 28-14 score and say, wow, Alabama really struggled in this game, and I just don't think that'll be the story. Vanderbilt may be a little bit better than what people give them credit because of their namesake, but I think Alabama will come out, and it'll be a solid victory at home against Vanderbilt. And Alabama's played 2 weeks of intense football, and it's hard to keep up week after week after week playing at such a high level. All right, let's move on now to the state of Arkansas, where Auburn will come to town and to play the Hogs. Auburn is 4-1 this year. Their only loss is to Clemson, who is now ranked in the top 10 and undefeated. Auburn with a victory over South Carolina and Columbia last week, an inexplicable one for those of us who just did not see that coming. Every time I've picked them to win this year in big games, they have lost to Clemson. That was only once. And every time I picked them to lose, they've won. They have won the game. So I'm going to pick
you. You and I both forgot the biggest factor of that South Carolina thing. Steve Garcia was the quarterback of South Carolina, and he beyond Jekyll and Hyde. He just did not play well for South Carolina, and it definitely helped make South Carolina one dimensional with the run. So Auburn was able to do that. Going into Arkansas, I will be the biggest test in that young secondary for Auburn. I think they'll be able to score points because I don't think Arkansas's defense will handle the spread well. I mean, they gave up the 65 last year going against the spread, but with Cam, they still have a lot of good weapons. I think we'll see another high-scoring shootout type game. I think Arkansas ultimately will pull it.
Yeah, I think you're right, and you're. I think the worst news of the day for Auburn is the fact that they won't have Stephen Garcia, like you said, lining up against them next week. They'll instead have Tyler Wilson, who can actually throw the ball around and make positive plays. I'm going to take Arkansas on this one. I'm not going to take them by a whole lot. I'm going to say 31-21, and I know that's a little lower scoring than a lot of people would probably think this game would be, because two defenses aren't exactly the most well thought of defenses in the conference. But you have to look at this game. These two offenses are going to want to control the football, and when you have that going, it usually means it's going to be a lower scoring game. So I am going to take Arkansas by about 10 points. I don't think Auburn can keep the streak going, and I think Arkansas is a good team and will find a way to win this game. How about, this is an interesting one, Kentucky goes on the road to play South Carolina in Columbia. Of course, last year at Kentucky, South Carolina lost the game. Did they lose again, or does Connor Shaw lead South Carolina to a win?
Kentucky's offense is just downright pathetic this year. Their defense has had some flashes of brilliance, but they've just ultimately been hung out to dry by the offense. Connor Shaw will be able to play well. We'll get a heavy dose of Marcus Lattimore, and I think he'll actually be able to run on Kentucky's defense. But I don't think it'll be deceiving. They don't exactly get back on the right track. They'll be okay and look decent. I don't think Connor Shaw is the answer. I think they still need a very elite quarterback that it's just been able to elude Spurrier during his time at South Carolina.
It's amazing. It has. It's really been incredible for the guy who's the offensive genius that he used to be, can't find a quarterback. And that's what we've all scratched our head about. And why has he stuck with Stephen Garcia through all of his issues and troubles and growing pains on the field? Well, not growing pains, just disastrous decisions ever since the first game he played against Georgia several years ago. It's just been a train wreck, and I don't think they'll lose this game. In fact, I think Connor Shaw will start to work his way into a permanent role as the starter for the Gamecocks this week as he leads South Carolina to a victory over Kentucky. Let's talk Georgia and Tennessee now. This is one that I think is probably the game of the week in the SEC as far as competitive nature. I think these two teams are playing for something, and it means something, even though neither one of them are ranked. I don't know. It's really going to be interesting to see Mark Richt, who has not beaten anybody really these last 3 weeks, go to Knoxville. Who do you like in this game?
Well, this is an SEC East elimination game. Pretty much everybody of the major contenders will be able to knock each other out over the next couple of weeks. I'd like Tennessee merely because it's at home. I think Bray will be able to put together a decent game, and I think we'll finally see Georgia start to unravel in Knoxville. It'll be a night game. It'll be a fun atmosphere. 100-plus, and then Neyland Stadium will be able to influence this game. I think it'll be a close game, like a 24-21 or 20-20 type deal, but I just like Tennessee coming out in the end.
You know, I take Tennessee, too. I think we're in agreement here. And I've heard a lot of people picking Georgia this week, just defaulting to them because they think they're the better team. And I'm like, what do you have to go on to say Georgia's the better team? Now, granted, Tennessee hasn't done that great either. They did beat Cincinnati. But what do you have to go on? I mean, Mark Richt, his team has lost to Boise State and South Carolina. We all know that. But then he came back to beat Coastal Carolina, a pathetic Ole Miss team, and a potentially disastrous Mississippi State team. I mean, this run has not been that impressive. Let's please not go into hyperbole about it. So I'm going to take Georgia, too, simply because of the matchup of coaching. I like Derek Dooley. I like the job he's done there so far at Tennessee. I think eventually he will get his. I don't classify him as a Mike Shula-type coach. I think he will build his team, maybe not into a national championship team, but a team that can win and can threaten for the Eastern Division, especially on a year like this when the other teams are down. A quick pick on a game that absolutely has no relevance but is interesting, Mississippi State playing UAB. Somehow it's being played in Birmingham. Who do you like in that game?
Well, the motto this week for UAB has been Quell the Bell. I think they'll get inside the number. Last I checked, it was like plus 16.5 for UAB, but I think Mississippi State has enough talent to beat UAB. But if UAB upsets Mississippi State, you have to seriously consider the direction this program is going in. They had such high expectations this year to actually finish top two, top three, maybe in the SEC West, but they look like they cannot do well. I believe you said at the beginning of the year that they were the most overrated team in the SEC West. So your prediction's looking very good as they're 0-3 in the conference right now.
Yeah, well, I did think that, and I still think that. And I don't know why people have put so much stock into Dan Mullen because of what he did last year. Still, over against Western teams not named Ole Miss. Don't forget that, people. He's played Auburn and LSU, so now it's 12. 0-12 against SEC West teams not named Ole Miss. Not a good stat if you're Dan Mullen. Another game that's going to be played in Baton Rouge this week. Florida's supposedly going to try to play three quarterbacks. Not sure how that's going to work out. One of whom is going to be Trey Burton and Driscoll, and I'm not sure who the other guy is. The guy, I think they were going to redshirt him this year. His name escapes me, but they're going to play on the road against Louisiana State's defense. Not the most appetizing situation if you're an LSU, a Florida quarterback playing in a game that you're not used to. How bad does it get in Baton Rouge?
I don't think it'll get as bad as some people say, but it'll probably be like another Alabama type beating for Florida where they lose 38-10 or 42-10. I think that LSU will give them a heavy dose of the running game, be able to attack them well with that. That Florida defense will keep it close for a little bit, but eventually that LSU defense will just give the three-headed monster of full quarterback a huge, huge problem. And Matthew for LSU is just becoming an all-around beast and playing himself into Heisman contention. I can see LSU just giving it to him. And if it starts to get bad and the Tiger Stadium crowd smells blood, then it'll just get worse, and that place will absolutely be rocking, and it will just be a huge. So I'm predicting like a 38-10, 42-10 type beating for Florida.
Absolutely. I'm agreeing with you. I think LSU will take them behind the woodshed of sorts, but like the Alabama and Vanderbilt game, I just don't think these teams are going to. It's not flashy in the SEC. It's lower scoring than the 84-0 beatdowns that they have with Oregon and all these teams. It's not like that in the SEC, but it's the same result. And in the end, you physically wear down the other team. And I think LSU will do that to Florida. I can see a 30-12. Victory over Florida. Some weird things happening in that game, but at the end of the day, LSU will have no concern with this one. How about Oklahoma-Texas and what is viewed as the game of the week? This is the Red River Rivalry, an undefeated 4-0 Texas squad playing an undefeated 4-0 Oklahoma squad. Everybody just thinks, you know, Oklahoma will get this done this week, but has everybody forgotten about the once great Texas?
Texas really hasn't played anybody this year, so I can definitely see Oklahoma stomping them. This is very similar to Alabama-Florida, where Florida hadn't really played many teams, and they hadn't faced a defense that was within the top 50, let alone the top 25. So I think Oklahoma exposes Texas for what they are, and that is just a pretender. I know they've had some close games, but ultimately I like Oklahoma probably by two touchdowns. Over Texas, like a 35-21 or 42-28 type ball game.
I do as well. I think Texas. It's always a lower scoring game in this game than people think. And I heard 51-49 on one prediction. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This will never get that high as far as the over under points. But I do like Oklahoma in the game. I think they'll win it. I'm going to say somewhere around 21-17. I do think it'll be close, but I just don't think Texas will be able to knock against Oklahoma for four quarters and come out victorious. How about an upset alert? I know that this is a little spontaneous on you to spring this on you, but one team, and I'll go ahead and give mine while you're thinking. I think Boston College has a chance of beating Clemson this week. I know it's in Clemson, and Clemson's on this great magical run, and Boston College is only 1-4, so there's no chance of that happening. But I just think Clemson has got to have it, the gas run out of the tank at some point, and I think when it does, it's really going to run out, and they will be flat, very flat. And I don't think Clemson has an Auburn-type run this year. I think they will get upended at somewhere, and I think they will prove to everyone that they are still Clemson at some point, and I think that point is this weekend at home against Boston College.
I'm going to put Michigan up. Northwestern played Illinois real close last week, and had Northwestern not lost their quarterback, they probably would have won. The backup for Northwestern did a great job. So I think that Shoelace will have some trouble up there in Northwestern. I like it to be a good close game, and I think Northwestern pulls it out in the end.
That's an interesting pick. I like that. Other top 25 games going on this weekend, as I mentioned. Well, actually, I did not mention it. Boise State will be playing Fresno State tonight. Fresno State was beaten by Ole Miss last weekend. If Ole Miss can beat them, I doubt that they're going to be a serious threat to Boise State. West Virginia hosts UConn this weekend. Georgia Tech hosts Maryland. Should have no problem with that one. Florida State is on the road against Wake Forest. Wake Forest is 3-1 this year. So look for that to be an interesting game. Illinois on the road to the big rivalry game against Indiana, but I do believe they will have an easy time there in Bloomington. As we mentioned, Boston College on the road at Clemson. Kansas is playing at Oklahoma State. I don't think Oklahoma State will stumble against the Jayhawks, but it could get interesting. Missouri against Kansas State. This is going to be played in Manhattan, Kansas. I still like the Wildcats in this one, but it could be close. Virginia Tech hosting Miami. Arizona State at Utah. As Sears mentioned, as his upset of the week, Michigan is going on the road to play Northwestern. Undefeated Texas Tech hosting Texas A&M, which has lost the last two games in the fourth quarter to Arkansas and Oklahoma State, respectively. Baylor is at home against Iowa State. Stanford plays Colorado. And as we mentioned earlier, Nebraska plays Ohio State. Well, Sears, it should be a good weekend. I know you're going to Alabama Vanderbilt, so we will expect a report on that next time.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be my first time as a representative to go to a football game. It should be really fun to see, and I'll definitely look forward to the goings-on there.
Yeah. Well, have a good weekend, everyone. Sears, you have a nice weekend, and take care, and we'll talk again next week.
All right. See you later, Bun.
This is the Bun Sports Show, and this is our last show of the weekend. As always, we will be back next week to recap this weekend and preview next. So everyone have a nice, safe, and good weekend.